Maya Angelou wrote 7 memoirs, poems, plays, 2 cookbooks, and countless words of inspiration. At Angelou's memorial service, First Lady Michelle Obama said, "She reminded us that we must each find our own voice, decide our own value, and then announce it to the world with all the pride and joy that is our birthright as members of the human race." When Maya Angelou came to Antioch College in June of 1975, she was already known for her words of resilience and uplift. Lynn Harris interviewed her for WYSO, and we share some of that conversation now.
When I'm asked, you know, how did you make it? An anthropologist or a sociologist would look at my early life and say, I'm a born loser, have to be. Child of a broken family, raped at 7.5, growing up in poverty, black in the South without parents, direct parents, an unmarried mother at 16. It would seem that, you know, there's no way out. But I've had so many people be kind to me, and I've always recognized kindness. You know, mm-hmm. No matter how it might be shielded, you know, or tendered. So how then, except that I've had a lot of help, which immediately makes me responsible for being a lot of help. You see? Most people who write autobiographies are talking about facts.
Mm-hmm.
And they are informative. I'm trying to talk about the truth. What brought this about? What was the underlying, mm-hmm. you know, motive in this circumstance? Okay, it's true that you and I are sitting here, but there are some those are facts. But your tiredness is a truth. Mine is a truth. The energy we're pulling up to get through this and still enjoy and be cheerful, those are the truths. So that's what I'm about, and I hope to become great in it. By the 4th or 5th book, I should really have the form down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's difficult for me to talk about the work because it's difficult to write it in the first place. In the first place, I have to almost enchant myself back to that time. So that all the smells, all the background sounds, everything, all the textures are there. I'm there again. So I don't write it from a position of security and talk about it, you know, and as told to, that sort of sense. And so I have to be there. And it's painful.
Did you write poetry before you began your autobiographies?
Yes, I wrote poetry from about 12 years old on. I've always tried to write it.
Mm-hmm.
I love poetry so, you know. And I heard it in the black music and in the written poetry as well. But I loved the church songs and the blues because the lines are so pretty. I am a poor pilgrim of sorrow. I'm lost in this wide world alone. No hope have I for tomorrow. I've started to make heaven my home.
Maya Angelou wrote her pain and her joy. To hear the entire interview, visit wyso.org. For Rediscovered Radio, I'm Jocelyn Robinson.